You're listening to SBS News.
In this bulletin, South Australia's Parliament defeats a bill that would have banned late-term abortions. Over a dozen killed in an Israeli strike on Beirut. And in sport, Australia's hockey goalkeeper collects in a landmark Indian auction. With the latest SBS News, I'm Deborah Grawe. The federal government has announced it will provide Ukraine with 49 Abrams tanks to boost its defences against Russia's invasion. The assistance is worth $245 million and brings Australia's total value military assistance to Ukraine to $1.3 billion. Defence Industry Minister Pat Conroy says Australia is committed to supporting its ally.
Australia has been steadfast in our support for Ukraine. We will continue prioritising Ukraine as a recipient of Australian Defence Force material and will keep working with Ukraine to make sure this assistance we provide is safe, usable and making a difference.
The southern suburbs of Beirut have been rocked by Israeli airstrikes for the first time in 6 days. Lebanon's health ministry says at least 16 people have been killed in the city of Nabataya, including the mayor. Israel's military says it was attacking an underground Hezbollah weapons stockpile and had posted a warning ahead of the move on social media platform X. Over half the population in Sudan have been facing acute food insecurity since the outbreak of a domestic conflict between two rival military factions in April last year. The United Nations says that 8.5 million people in the country are in the grip of an emergency food crisis, with its Food and Agriculture Organization warning around 2.5 million could die from hunger by the end of this year, as fighting between the Sudanese army and its rival, the Rapid Support Forces paramilitary group, continues. It's understood that most locals have lost their jobs since the conflict began, leaving many to rely on humanitarian aid from international organisations to survive. This resident says the situation is desperate.
Life is so hard. We have no drinking water, and the flatbread shops are also facing water shortages. We are out of food and water, falling into despair. The prices are also surging. Products that used to cost only 1,000 Sudanese pounds now charge 10,000.
South Australia's Parliament has narrowly voted down a bill that would have made it illegal to terminate a pregnancy after 27 weeks and 6 days. The final vote was 9 in favour and 10 against. The controversial proposal had drawn criticism from opponents inside and outside Parliament and labelled an extreme right-wing culture war bill by South Australian Health Minister Chris Picton. Ahead of the vote, the South Australian Abortion Action Coalition had staged a demonstration, which included women dressed as handmaids. Bridget Coombe from the Coalition says the fight to protect reproductive rights remains an ongoing concern.
Always in Australia, we have had an undercurrent of anti-abortion activists often getting their ideas from the United States, which is not a very good place to get their ideas from, because the way that American law operates against women means that they have, in fact, very high maternal mortality.
A new drug for the treatment of dementia has reportedly been refused approval for domestic use. The Therapeutic Goods Administration has issued an initial rejection for lecanemab, despite it being approved in the UK and a number of other countries. Dementia Australia's CEO, Professor Tanya Buchanan, says the decision will deprive Australians of the choice to access the potential benefits of the new treatment. UK Alzheimer's Society Director of Research, Dr. Richard Oakley, has previously said it's not meant to be a cure, but it is effective in its own way.
This is not a one drug that stops or reverses or cures anyone. This slows the decline. But what it is the first time in the UK that we have ever seen a treatment that can slow down the progression of what is actually the UK's biggest killer.
Police in the Northern Territory say the number of women being killed by their partners is at its highest since the early 2000s. Assistant Commissioner Travis Wurst says there are currently 7 open investigations into deaths that have allegedly taken place since the 1st of June this year. Opposition Attorney General Chancey Paik says the top-end government needs to urgently spend $180 million that it's promised to respond to domestic violence.
The money needs to be on the front line. It needs to be supporting women's shelters across the Northern Territory, ensuring that remote Territorians have access to safe houses, that there is education available, that there is emergency assistance available.
To sport and in hockey news, 5 Australians have been snapped up in an auction to take part in the inaugural Women's Hockey League India. Hockey Roos goalkeeper Jocelyn Bartram is among them, with the Odisha Warriors paying $26,000 for her to play in the 5-week tournament. I'm Deborah Grawk. This is SBS News.